wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. 10 pastors interviewed by the news media. The news media of our day has employed men of keen minds that can question their victims better than lawyers can cross-examine a witness at the court. Sometimes they gang up at a news conference of the president. They delight to spring a direct question, no matter how personal it is, and then with sharp eyes watch the reaction. They arrange their interviews with unusual men with issues of interest to many, so their listening audience on radio or TV will be big. Let us suppose 3 experienced newsmen of different segments of the news media plan a conference with 10 pastors. They select very active pastors, not of the conventional denominations, but of independent churches that reach out to the masses. The date is set, and the time is limited, so the questions and answers fly fast, sometimes humorous, and then real problems that would test a Solomon. For today, a pastor's study is more like a lawyer's office, as people come with family troubles and wanting to get divorces. One pastor tells how the Lord Jesus had a man come to him saying, "Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me." And the pastor relates how just after the funeral, people solicit his help to get for them a larger part of the estate. Then some confide in the pastor how their sins have caught up with them, and they're diseased or have lost their families. So, before they have hardly gotten underway, one sees the clock and says, "We have time for just one more," and the floor is given to a veteran and well-informed newsman. And he proceeds like this: "You pastors tell us of your visitors with their problems about money matters, family flare-ups, job upsets, personal depressions, and whatnot. But the big case you omitted. I want you to tell us what you say when you face this problem." Now, in marriage, a woman receives certain benefits. She gets a man who is obligated to care and provide for her in sickness and in health. But she also has certain obligations. It is her duty to honor and obey him and to serve him in the family. And when you pastors preach from the Bible, as I suppose you do, you offer people a marvelous salvation and for them to be united to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, even to bear his name, just as in marriage. To be a Christian, one who belongs to Christ, and Jesus becomes the one who saves and blesses the repentant ones who yield to him to be their Lord and Savior. You tell people of all the blessings here and hereafter in being a real Christian, but to be honest, you should, but do you? Tell them of the responsibilities that become theirs if they will be Christians. They must obey Jesus as their Lord. They must live separate from sin and from the world. They are to be godly and unselfish, not seeking their own ease or prosperity, but sacrificing all for Christ and for his gospel. Bible Christianity has not only its blessings, but also its obligations. You pastors showed your disgust with a woman that wants to divorce her husband, and on questioning her, you found she wanted to get all his benefits, but relieved herself of being a wife in love and service for him and the family. You scorned her grabbing at his time, talents, and salary, but giving none of her own to him. In pity, you thought the poor man might be better off without her, and you did explain the divorce procedure to her. So now I charge you 10 pastors to tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Tell us what you say to people like this one. He says, "Pastor, you know about 3 years ago I turned Christian. It was not just talk. I was sincere, and you know how my life was changed by my knowing and loving Jesus Christ. But that Christian life deprived me of my old sins and my sporting around, and it called for sacrifice and not selfishness. And now I am just sick of it all, and I want to annul any connection with Jesus Christ. Pastor, tell me how I get a divorce from... The 10 pastors smile and declare in court affirmation style, "We never have had one such case in all our years. Your case was that of a real Christian. We do see people make a public profession and then go back into their old ways, but they were just those who pretended so as to get a girl or to get a job or get some prestige. But your case was a real Christian that had a personal experience of belonging to Jesus Christ. If you think of Judas Iscariot, that pretender was a devil at heart, as Jesus labeled him, and was bent on getting money out of the bag he carried as treasure. So now you newsmen have put us on the spot, and we have answered your question. So now we charge you to tell the world that we believe that were you to search the world over for a real Christian who wanted to be divorced from Jesus Christ, your search would only prove that such a man never did exist." The conference ends with these words: "We thank you, pastors, for your visit with us today and for your frank answers. We have challenged you, and you have met the challenge. In answer to your challenge to us, we agree that while newsmen are ready to travel the other side of the world for vital news, yet we must always have in prospect the obtaining of such. But your challenge we regard as such a hopeless search, we would not want to become involved. Good day." Neighbor, why is it that a real born-again Christian never wants to be divorced from Jesus Christ? Let me tell you just a little. To know Jesus is to love him, for he's altogether lovely. He never fails and never forsakes his own. He lifted us out of that awful pit of sin and snatched us as a brand on that broad road to the eternal burnings of hellfire. He gave us his Holy Spirit into our hearts and cares for us in faithful and tender love. It is true that the Christian's life has its obligations and its trials, but when the road is the hardest and the enemies gang up against us, he holds our hand and whispers, "I am with you, fear not." And then one day he will take us to his home in heaven. Here is my personal testimony. I have been a Christian for 67 years, and never for one whole second have I wished or planned to get a divorce from Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you more. Notwithstanding my many failures and ingratitude, of which I am ashamed, my dear Lord Jesus has never suggested that he would divorce me. When we became one, he promised, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." And the Bible shows that a man joined to his wife is one flesh, and that can be broken by death. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, and that can never be annulled or broken in life, in death, or in eternity. So I can say, I am my Lord's, and he is mine forever. Let Jesus wear the crown, for he is worthy. Oh, my neighbor, get in on this. You will make no mistake by becoming a real Christian. You will never regret that experience. So don't you go to sleep tonight until you have had that experience of receiving Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and he has received you to be his own forever. And you know, the great transaction is done. I am my Lord's, and he is mine. Amen. This is a message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.